In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. What a wonderful day today, which we are celebrating all together. A day of triumph. A day with we are waiting all the world. We're waiting this day from thousands of years ago. Because they want only to wait for the salvation. As if exactly when Jesus Christ, he said to everyone, I am who I am, which is a series that we are taking all. And today we are ending the series by I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Say the Lord who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, from the Revelation book, chapter 1, verse 8. And he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. On this day, from John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. In Psalm 37, they have rejected me, my beloved one. And we read this in the sixth hour today. As an abominable dead carcass, they have pierced my body with nails. Do not forsake me, my God. From Isaiah 53. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for transgression of my people he was stricken. It's a story from the beginning. From the beginning, God is a love. And he wanted to reveal his love. He wanted to show his love to someone. Not for someone. He's only the full of love. So he created Adam. And before creation of Adam, he created everything to enjoy for Adam. And he told Adam, enjoy your life. I created everything for you. So Adam, when he was created, he's looking to himself and asking himself, okay, you called me Adam. Like I said, yes, you are Adam. And you created me. Yes, I created you. But who are you? God said, I am who I am. Can I ask why you are creating me? I created you for the love. It's explosion of love. Like, can I call you what? I am who I am. And Adam was enjoying with everything. So he came back to God and said, like, can you create for me someone? I'm very bored. Like he said, okay, I will create someone for you too. It's Eve, from you, from inside. Enjoy your life. But can I ask you a small thing, a favor? Yeah, for sure, I am who I am. I will tell you only to show your love to me. Like he was looking to him, for sure, I'm loving you a lot. I'm loving you from my deep heart. You created everything for me. You created the sun. You created the earth, the sea, everything. The animals, everything you created for me. And he said, okay, Show me only your love. I love you. Okay, Ken, please don't eat from this tree. Yeah, it's easy. This only I have to not eat from this tree. Yes, please do not eat from this tree. Show me only your love. And he couldn't. There is a devil who are like fighting the man. He is fighting the man to fall in the sin. Because he was very angry, the devil. Satan was very angry. How you created a man with all of that? You created him from the love. I am the archangel. I was archangel. And you created him for the love. As from your love. And he fell, Adam and Eve. So God looking to Adam and said, like, what you're doing? Where are you, Adam? He said, like, I feel them naked. How? It's the first time that you feel that. You feel in the sin, yes. And the earth was cursed from him. And God said, Adam, all the earth is cursed. Everything is cursed. The water, the earth, the sky, everything. I created everything for you, and from you to the earth, everything is cursed. And God started from this time the another story of salvation. Thousand years he prepared the people for his coming and his incarnation. And every time he had someone, he looked to his heart and find he's good, he tried to reveal himself to him. Abraham asked God, who are you? I am who I am. Moses asked it again from the burning bush, like he told him, asking him, who are you? He told him from Exodus, I am who I am. All the people after, all the prophets, everyone came in the Old Testament. God was preparing himself to and revealing himself to the time for incarnation. But still the earth and everything, all the world is cursed. Still, no one is going to paradise. The paradise is closed. No one is going inside. Until the moment of incarnation. And when they ask him, who are you? Jesus Christ, he wanted to reveal himself. And he started to say to them, like, I am who I am. You remember in Old Testament when I said to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, everyone, I told them, I am who I am. But I wanted to explain more. I am the door. I am the shepherd. I am the truth. I am the resurrection. I am the bread. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am everything in your life. And they didn't understand. They started to reveal himself to everyone, even during all his life. And finally, during the 7 days in the whole week, as we took, he tried also to reveal himself again. I am the door. When he entered to Jerusalem, I am the true vine. On Monday, on Tuesday, I am the light. I give you the word to enlighten your eyes. On Wednesday, I am also too. I forget on Wednesday. On Wednesday, I am the door. Yes, I am the door. I am the light. And I am the bread on Thursday. And finally, on Friday, when he was on the cross, he said one word. Inside him, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. I will tell you exactly what I will do. I will renew again all the creation from the beginning to the end, and to tell you I am the Alpha and I am the Omega by seven words. 7 days of creation and seven words on the cross. 7 days of creation. Every time God created something, he said, he looks to what he did, he said, he's good. After the sin of Adam, everything was cursed. It's not good anymore. He has to come back again to the earth as a man to purify again and to renew again all the earth and all the creation. And first word on the cross, Father, forgive them, and for they do not know what they do. The first day with God, create the light. What about the perfect thing that he created is a light? That can Adam see? The light also give me the warm and to see. After that, God, Adam and all inheritance like live in the darkness. No one went to the paradise, all went to the Hades. So God came back again, and first word, when he said in Genesis 1, I create the light, let's light, let there be light. And in the first word, he said, I forgive you and I give you the light to see back again. He renewed again the light of the world through his forgiveness and his remission of sins. The second word, he said, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise. And he who was looking to the thief. And the second day, I will read from Genesis 1 what God created. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the water from the waters. That God made the firmament and divided the water which were under the firmament from the water which were above the firmament. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven. The second word, he was looking to the thief on his right hand. And you can imagine the thief, like first time he saw Christ. Maybe he heard about him before, but he was the first time that he saw him on the cross. Like suddenly he felt something different. His heart was touched by Christ. And he asked him, remember me when I go to the paradise, when you go to the paradise, to your kingdom. And immediately, which is the first time, he received an answer. When God looked to the thief and he said, you will come with me in the paradise. At the same time, he was looking to the sky, to the heaven, and said, I will create the heaven. From the Genesis, he created heaven or created the sky. To know how he created the sky, God created the sky, as it's written here, there is a water. So he divided the water into two. So a water in above, in the sky, which is cloud, and another water in like down on the earth. And he was looking to the thief, and he said, you are looking to the water in the earth or the water on the sky, on the heaven? He said, to the sky. To the heaven, I'm not looking to here. So God said, I created and renew, I'm renewing again the creation of the sky. It's a new heaven. Now the heaven is open for you. Not look to the before, the corrupted heaven or corrupted sky, the water on the earth, don't look at it again. Look to the sky, look to the heaven. And he told him, you will come with me in the paradise. In a fraction in the Holy Lent we said like that. Fasting and prayer are those which the righteous and the just and cross bearer pierced that they dwelt in the mountains, deserts, and hold of the earth because of their great love for Christ the King. These people, they didn't look to the water on the earth. No, they went to the mountains. They went to everywhere away from the world because they wanted to live with him. And they looked to the sky, to the heaven. We are waiting for you, to meet you. You renewed already the new heaven. And we are waiting for that. And the third word. On the cross, he was looking also to, after a while, he was looking to his mother. And he tried to find some people around him. Like under all this stress, as a human, as I said. Like he found no one is here. And he looked like down, and he saw John and Mary, his mother. He was looking to that like, only you two, both of you only? Like you are waiting for me or looking for me? And he's looking to his mother and said, Woman, behold your son. And after that he said, Behold your mother, to John. In the third day of creation, then God said, Let the water under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so, and God called the dry land earth. And finally, in the third day, he created the land, the earth. But the land was cursed already after the sin of Adam. The earth was cursed. From the third day, he created the earth. It was amazing. It was good, beautiful, purity, full of purity. But in the third day, on the third word, he was looking to his mother, and he was looking also to her tears. We are saying in the litany of the ninth hour, the word rejoices at the acceptance of salvation, but my heart burns fervently at the sight at your crucifixion, which you bear patiently for the sake of all, O my Son and my God. First time that Saint Mary called him in first son. We always she calling him God for sure, but she couldn't at the time. She was looking to him as her son on the cross. But he was looking to her and he said, Don't worry, John, take my mother with you. Like, as your mother, you have to understand that at this word, like, Jesus was the son of Mary. And when he said to John, who represent all the world, the humanity, you will be the son of Saint Mary. Now, I will remove the curse from the earth. I came and I incarnate and I remove the curse, and now you will be the son also too as me. You will be like me. I purify everything. And he said, Okay, I will give you everything. One of the fathers too said in his meditation, he said like Saint Mary like a church. As if God said, I'm created another land, a new land on the earth, which is a church. One of the forefathers said, this is a Mary as a church, and the son should go to the church, his mother. And he renewed again the land. And fourth word on the cross, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in a fourth day, in a creation, then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the star also God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and divide the light from the darkness. At this moment, it was dark. During the day, it should be a noon. The sun is clear, and suddenly everything was dark. As if the world, all the world was sad, what happened? This is the Creator is here on the cross, and what happened? On his renewing, to renew also to the moon, the stars, and everything, he starts like from the beginning. He starts from the dark, and after that go to the light again, back to the light. At this moment, he said to his father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Is it like a minute from his humanity? He said like, yeah, his father is forsaken, but why his father has forsaken him? He's not. You can imagine, like my son, and we all love our sons and daughter. And when one of our sons or daughter, for example, go outside and he fell in dust, and he looks very, 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 very dirty, he's still my son. I love him. But we are saying one word, كده. مش قادر أشوفك منظرك كده. مش حلو. Christ took on his shoulder all the sins of the world. Every time I come to the church and I repent, I put all my sins on him. And he said, like, it's good for him, don't worry, I will take it. I am the full of purity. I will take all your sins. On this day, on this word, when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He removed all the darkness of the sins. And he renewed again the light of the moons, the light of the suns, the light of the stars. As I said, also to this word, represent us when we are under stress. No one can talk to anyone else's God. After that, he was looking around him, and he said, I'm thirsty. To remind us also too, in the fifth day when he said, so God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the water abounded. The creator of water is 30. But he was not 30 as only for water. He's 30 only too for my spirit. He renewed again the water by the spirit come back to him by the baptism. He renewed again this water, and he said, I will give you another water. Come from the water, you will be my son. I will put my spirit on you. And when he went to Samaritan woman, he said the same. You know what? I wanted to drink. Like she said, no, you can't. I am a woman and you are a man. And he said, I will give you the water of the eternal life. And the water of eternal life, I go through the baptism, and I receive his spirit. And before the ending, he said, it is finished. In 6 days, he said, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, and over the cattle, over the earth, and over every creeping things that crept on the earth. So God created man in his own image, in his image of God. He created him male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And he created Adam. And the sixth word, it was, it's finished. I created Adam, and he fell in sin. And after that, now I finish all the story of the salvation. Finished is a cry of triumph and joy. And finally he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Yeah, I commit my spirit. And he said after that, the seventh day, the heaven and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day, and from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it rested from all his work which God had created and made. Yes, it was the last things and the last day. And he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, its repose. I will take a rest. The rest of God is when the spirit, again, that's why when someone, for example, in a funeral, like we're saying, like, rest in peace. Why rest in peace? It's rest. This is only the desire of God, that the spirit come back again to him. One of our friends, he was a priest, and he's passed away from like a few weeks. So I know that from his father of confession. He was talking to me few days ago. So he said, like maybe 5-6 years ago, he was he had a problem in his heart, and he went to state, and the heart was stopped for more than 35-40 minutes, which is khalas, he's finished. But after that, he came back again, and he was very good. So he went to his father of confession in Egypt, and he said, "Ana za'alan min Rabbina." Like, ask the why. He told him, "I saw whatever what I have. I can't explain to you what I saw. I can't explain to you the heaven or what I saw in that. I saw everything good in you. Everything was wonderful. It's a new creation. And I was fighting with everyone in heaven, why you are leaving me to go back again to the earth?" And you look to his face after that, like he was smiling all the time. Because he has only, he's looking his eyes to the heaven all the time. He saw something very, very, very special. When he came back to the earth, he said, "One day I will go back again." Like exactly if, for example, I went to a trip to anywhere. It was amazing. It was amazing. So after that, like he said, "Look, wait, if you will be good, you will go to the same place." When? It's a surprise. Really? So I have a dream all the time. All the time. I remember what I saw and what I live. And it's amazing, and I put it in front of, before my eyes all the time in my life. I go to work, I go to serve, I go everywhere, I go walk, run, sport, everything. But I put that in front of my eye, the new life. Seven words. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." It was a word of forgiveness. "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in the paradise." Word of hope. "Woman, behold your son, and behold your mother." Word of care. my God, why have you forsaken me? Word of reproach. I am thirsty, word of yearning. It's finished, word of victory. Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. It's word of trust. By the way, the creation finished the second chapter in Genesis. And chapter 21 in Revelation book, he looked to the new heaven, a new sky. John saw the new sky, a new heaven, and he said, this is a new thing. He said, it's a new sky and everything is new. Chapter 2 from Genesis, from the beginning, and the chapter 2 from the end, 21, he looked to the new sky, and between the third, the second chapter to the 21st, 21 in Revelation book was a bridge. And this is the bridge of cross for the salvation. And this is, he said, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the beginning of your life. And I'll be the end of your life. But I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am in everything. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Anastomene, clinomene, tabunat. Lainan, if not, even so, tir. Anastomene, clinomene, tabunat. Lainan, if not, your, nainan.